Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before. And not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about trendsetters, women whose vision, style, and willingness to break barriers changed culture, from what we wear to how we behave. Today, we're talking about the original Hostess with the Mostess. This woman wrote the book on throwing parties, raising the bar for high society fun on both sides of the Atlantic. And she did it all from humble beginnings. At least, that's the story she stuck to. Please meet Elsa Maxwell. A great hostess has great party stories. For Elsa, her own birth was a go-to. She was born on May 24, 1883, in a private box in the Keokuk Opera House during the climactic aria of Mignon. Well, that was what she amused people with anyway. Elsa was born on May 24th, just 2 years earlier in 1881. And she was born in Keokuk, Iowa, just in her grandmother's house on North 4th Street, rather than the local opera house. Later on, Elsa would tout her birthplace of Keokuk as a symbol of her simple origins. It wasn't exactly a lie, but right after she was christened, her family moved back to their large house in San Francisco, where Elsa did all her growing up in the upper middle class. Still, in Elsa's own retelling of her childhood, her modest upbringing inspired her glamorous life. She was turned away from a party when she was just 12 years old because her parents were too poor. After that, she swore she'd give great parties all over the world and invite everyone to attend, except for the rich, who would only be invited if they had something more important than money to bring with them. In her mid-20s, Elsa was living a fairly plain existence, playing piano and selling music in New York City. In 1910, she found her first foray into society. She joined forces with a young woman, a Vanderbilt by marriage, who needed to fundraise for her women's club. Elsa used her musical chops to whip together a short opera for the show. It was fairly unremarkable, except for the fact that it introduced Elsa to the high society women she'd eventually rub shoulders with nightly. Elsa wasn't particularly beautiful, or wealthy, or socially prominent. She hadn't married rich. In fact, she hadn't married at all. She wasn't a spectacular piano player or singer or actress. What Elsa was fun. The best parties are given by people who can't afford them, she once wrote. The glimmer of an original idea can make an evening more successful than a lavish dinner in a well-stocked bar. Elsa's parties were just that, original. She always had a trick up her sleeve. She popularized the scavenger hunt and the murder mystery party. She commandeered friends' homes to turn them into playhouse destinations. Barnyards, casinos, places where the upper crust could play pretend for a night. When advising others on hosting, she begged them. If they were going to throw in the towel and throw a dinner party anyways, at least serve the courses backwards. Do anything, but at least do something weird, she said. Over the course of the next few decades, you'd be hard-pressed to find a party Elsa wasn't invited to. She worked her way up the social ladder, collecting contacts and locales from her last soiree to plan her next one. Her guest lists were expansive, connecting the rich but boring with the interesting yet penniless. She held her guests to just two qualifications. First, that she knew and liked the person. And second, that they had something to contribute to the party. Elsa was an extremely public figure, but she kept her cards close to her chest. Nobody ever knew quite how she made her money, how she gathered the capital to throw the parties she did, or what she did at home, out of the spotlight of her parties. She denied she ever gained money from her events. Her longtime partner, Dorothy Fellows Gordon, or Dickie for short, was born into a well-to-do English family and might have supported them both. Dickie and Elsa lived together for many years. The exact nature of their relationship was another secret Elsa kept out of the tabloids. Elsa kept spirits up through both world wars, the Depression, and the changing tides of fashion for more than three decades. She wrote a guide on how to host parties and a truthful-ish autobiography of her life called RSVP. Elsa enjoyed putting herself at the crossroads of culture, claiming credit for popularizing Monaco as a vacation destination, and even touting herself as a matchmaker to the stars. By the 1960s, Elsa had begun to slow down. She attended her last party in April of 1963 in a wheelchair. That November, she died at the age of 80. Well, 82. Elsa never married. Her life, she used to say, belonged to her many friends. "The world is my husband," she wrote. "I married the world." All month, we're talking about trendsetters. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, "My head should be cut off."
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.